Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Last week, just as the story of African-American protest over the absence of black nominees for Academy Awards, that story was developing, Sam Fulward came to town and explained what he learned reporting the 1992 Los Angeles riots that broke out after a jury found that the police officers accused of beating Rodney King were not guilty. Covering a newly created race beat, Fulward reported the public reaction to the King story. Blacks and whites, he found, saw the story in dramatically different ways, with blacks sympathizing with King and whites finding ways to minimize any police misconduct. It is the same story over and over again, Fulward said, with the O.J. Simpson, Clarence Thomas, and similar stories showing a hard-line divide that defines predictable differences in viewpoints. Fulward was speaking to a group of journalists, students, and university officials as part of a Carolina seminar series at the UNC School of Media and Journalism. It was designed to suggest answers to questions raised by the rearrangements in journalism and by redefined forms of racial separation, unquote. The specific challenge for the media is how to report stories that sectors of its mixed audience may evaluate and understand quite differently. Stories such as no black nominee for the Academy Awards, Black Lives Matter, demands for removal of Confederate memorials, the Baltimore Police Freddie Gray trials, riots in Chicago following the release of tape showing the shooting of a 17-year-old Laquan McDonald, the riots in Ferguson, and on and on and on and on. Well, after graduating from Carolina in 1978, Fulward began a journalism career that took him to newspapers in Charlotte, Atlanta, Baltimore, Cleveland, and Los Angeles, as well as covering beats in Washington and South Africa. As an African-American, he was often a lonely minority at some newspapers he served. Today, he's a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress in Washington. Unsurprisingly, Fulward touted the benefits to the media businesses of diversity in their workforces. And not just African-Americans, to serve best the readers and other users of their media products, their staffs should represent a variety of ethnic and racial groups. But, said Fulward, there is more. Each journalist should have a background and attitude that gives him or her an understanding and appreciation for the cultures of the varieties of people who are readers or consumers of the media products. Fulward suggested the term cultural competency to describe a desirable attribute of someone who has a broad understanding and appreciation of how those in different racial or ethnic groups think and why they might see things differently. Well, every journalist has a first responsibility to find and faithfully report the facts. But in reporting those facts, however, the reporter with cultural competency will do a better job and a more useful job because he or she understands that readers may evaluate those facts in different ways. And if we readers develop our own cultural competency, we can do a better job of understanding the stories that the journalists write for us. This is D.G. Martin.